7.50, good morning. From today, shoppers in Northern Ireland will have to pay 5 pence for every new carrier bag they use. Ministers say they want to cut down on the £250 million of plastic bag, plastic bags used there every year. That's a lot. A lot of trash. Well, Oscar-winning actor Jeremy Irons has just released a documentary on global waste called Trashed.
This is not just a local problem.
Somehow in the deep ocean, we've got more trash than life.
We produce too much waste. We don't think about the consequences when we throw stuff away.
It seems to be a case of out of sight, out of mind.
Nature functions by building up and breaking down, building up and breaking down. We keep putting things into the environment that don't break down.
Jeremy Irons joins us. Good morning. It's disastrous for the marine environment, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's disastrous for the marine environment.
It's disastrous not only for the marine environment, but for our environment and for our economy. It's an extraordinary subject. When I got into it, and I've been working on this film for a couple of years now, we started shooting about 18 months ago, and we went all over the world to look and see how people, not just in this country and in America, but in Asia and China, were dealing with trash. And apart from, as we heard in that extract, the extraordinary amount which goes into the sea and gets into the food chain of the fish, we found out the dangers and the damage caused by burying and by incineration. And the more we looked into it, the more we saw that it was quite clear that there, not only was there a very viable industry available to us to, of recycling, but that the damage it was causing the air quality and the ground quality and the water quality by getting rid of it in it with incineration and burying was enormous. And it was quite clear to me that we have to, as a globe, but let's start off as a country, trying to work towards zero waste. We'll never get to zero waste, but in San Francisco they've got to 80% recycling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very quickly. We have some recycling in this country, but the problem is that Europe-wide, there is too much incineration going on.
Mm.
We have greater capacity, strangely enough, in Europe than we need. Nevertheless, we read over the weekend that an enormous amount of our, so to speak, recycling trash is going out to India to be buried.
Oh dear.
So we're just pushing the problem somewhere else.
Yes. Well, we have this change today in Northern Ireland, charges for plastic bags in Northern Ireland.
Well, I think it's a tremendous idea.
But what would you say to those? And there are those. I mean, there are many who think this is, what do the Americans say? This is a no-brainer, as it were. But there are some voices who are saying it's another unnecessary tax. What do you say to those people?
It could be seen as a tax in a negative way. In a positive way, let me tell you this. Southern Ireland, 18 months ago, they put a tax of 5 cents on each plastic bag. They reduced the usage of plastic bags by 92% in a year. And for the 8% of plastic bags that were still bought, they raised €12 million. Which went towards building recycling programs. So I would say that it could be seen as a tax, but what it's doing is changing our behavior, reminding us what each individual action, if it's added up to a whole population, the positive thing that can do for the world. And I think we shouldn't, you know, we don't. It's not a tax we have to pay. I have in my bag a little reusable thing about the size of a golf ball, which when I go into a supermarket, I can put my things in there and take it home and reuse it every time. So I think it's just encouraging us not to waste.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. Good luck with the film.
Thank you very much. It's opening in limited cinemas over the country from today, and it's called Trashed.